ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Best in Your Girl Podcast. Yes, this is the first ever podcast for bestinyourgirl.com. I am Cage, and I'm pleased to welcome you to this new format that I am testing out for bestinyourgirl.com. Alright? You come for the Cage, and you stay for the awesome. And let's be honest, who doesn't come for Cage? You're not going to get a catchy hook that is meant to lure you into this show, though. At least not yet. In other words, music wasn't needed to get you to give a chance to this format. I'm pleased to have you listening. In the future, we might need to add something catchy, not to lure people in, but just to give them a little bit of an intro, get them pumped up. But right now, we're going music non grata. So let me get right into the podcast, and that's about one thing. An extremely interesting night that I had back in May of this year. Yes, kids, we're going back to the past for something I think was really hilarious. And hell, if you don't think this is funny, you might not have a pulse. Because it is without a doubt the worst sexual encounter in the history of sexual encounters. And then I want to make mention to another topic, which I think you'll be interested in. If you recall, I wrote an essay called The Cult of Personality. And this is an extrapolation to those thoughts. So without further ado, here we go. One night, I was alerted to a message on a website. This particular website is called plentyoffish.com. You may have heard of it. It is a dating website. I'm not really sure what else it's called or what else it does, but it's primarily a dating website, maybe Friends or whatever. It's not very good. It's low-key. It looks like it came out in 1995. It's a dating website, though, like I said. And so, naturally, I decided to give it a go. Now, I'm not a big fan of dating websites. And this one is free. So, you get what you pay for. And it sucks. But that's not the point. So, at least you know I'm not shilling you on a website. I do not recommend using this site. Now, I didn't message this woman first. At all. She messaged me. It was a great start to a mediocre night. I replied and we got the ball rolling. Now, what was said between us is rather mundane and uninteresting, and it's really irrelevant to the story. The point, though, was reading between the lines. And you know that I did. She was interested in having sex with me. Well, who wouldn't? But she didn't say that exactly. But I tend to read between the lines, as I said, because fuck me, I'm arrogant like that. Yes, this arrogant son of a bitch read between the lines, because that's what you do when you want to enjoy the end means, which is sex. Now, I'm reading what she's sending to me, and I'm playing around playfully. I'm just kind of back and forth toying with the idea whether or not I'm going to see her. Yes, I'm going to fucking go see her because I want to have sex. But I'm like, nah, you know, maybe, I guess I can come over. So I make the short trek to the other side of town. Yes, kids, this took place in my own town. And I find her waiting upon her porch to greet me. I ascend the stairs to the third floor and we introduce ourselves. She seems optimistic enough and we enjoy some alright conversation. Meanwhile, inside, I'm awaiting her family member to head out for the night. Go see her boyfriend. Presumably, to do the exact same thing I'm hoping to do, which is sexy times. Now, once you're inside, finally, I'm still waiting for this young woman to leave and give us our space. It was about midnight when I left, and 3 a.m. by the time this young girl left. So naturally, I'm tired and not in the mood to be suave. Okay? So I say, fuck it, and I just blurt out, want to fuck. Yes, she does want to fuck. As I figured. So, great, I say. Let us adjoin to the bedroom to better express our carnality and enjoy the debauchery. Okay, so that last part I didn't say because I want the sex and sex isn't literature. So fuck it, we're doing it live. Kissing, though, was awkward. That's where we started. I mean, it was George Takei in Star Trek kissing the beautiful Nichelle Nichols. A quick digression, though, if I may. Why does Microsoft Word say I misspelled Nichelle's name when it clearly isn't, but it knows that I misspelled George Takei's last name wrong? Microsoft needs to get on that and fix it, because it should recognize Nichelle's name. Now, I get her on the bed, and we get her pants off, and I have a go orally. A few minutes of this and that, and I ask her if she wants to suck my dick. And in her best John Waters impersonation, she says, yes. I like her enthusiasm, but good God, this is the worst head imaginable. My dick isn't a carrot. Please do not scrape it with teeth. I've had so much better. So then I'm like, let's just skip to the fucking, and so we do. This sex sucks so bad, you would have sworn we were both virgins. We had the sexual chemistry of a dial-up connection. That sounded more like a cat dying on a radiator. But, so next thing I know, I'm plunging into her with my engorged phallus. And yes, I went all fucking fancy prose there to describe the sex. And then we proceeded, or at least I proceeded, to ask her a question that no man ever wants to hear a woman say. And it's even worse when he himself has to ask. I asked her if it was in yet. I could not tell. It was that bad. Plus side, though, was I got her to try anal. And she claimed she never would try anal ever. But she did for me. So I guess it wasn't all bad, but, oh fuck it, who am I kidding, yes it was! It was bad for both of us, but she seemed to be selling and enjoying it at least, maybe it's just me, but it was not good for me. At one point, I had to say fuck it and have her get on top. She does her thing, bouncing up and down, I'm finally failing a little bit, and the next thing I know, she bounces off me. Having the worst night of my life, I just became a fucking cliche, because I then proceed to ask her, did you? Oh yes, I asked that. I was that guy. A big smile came across her face, and she says, yes. She looks me in the eye then, and says, did you? I pause and answer, no. Her ego must have been deflated. And I'm questioning my sexuality at this point. Women look bored when their husbands thrust away and not notice the dull look in their eyes, and here I am with the opposite problem. A very wet and intuit woman with a guy who is bored as fuck. So Cage ended the night because the condom came off, and I didn't bring backups. Yes, kids, always use condoms when you are with a new partner. Okay, I cannot stress that enough. No, condoms are not sexy, but that's why we have long-term monogamous partners, so that we can go without them. But when you have new partners, you should always use condoms. Okay? Now, I'm glad that I didn't bring... I'm glad I didn't bring extra condoms with me. Because the condom came off in the middle of the sex. And so I'm like, fuck it, because this is horrible. Needless to say, it became a masturbation session, which I jerked off. Now, there's one thing about this story that I didn't mention in the beginning, and it's here now to segue into the next topic. If you have 2,000 or so fans, do you count as a celebrity? If any of you read Cult of Personality, and we know you did, you know the very definition of celebrity is celebrated. Thus, even with a rather paltry amount of fans, she must count, right? So, if anyone out there listening has a celebrity fantasy, and I don't want to burst your bubble, but if you built it up over the years, you're most likely in for a rude awakening. Seriously, do not have preconceived notions about anyone you desire to fuck, celebrity or not. Having a fantasy about anyone is healthy, and it's fine, regardless whether they are a celebrity or not. You're not weird, and it happens to most people. Usually we have those celebrity crushes when we're younger. Sometimes we take them into adulthood, and sometimes we don't get them till adulthood. Alright, but this brings me to my next part, which is, of course, how you might find yourself in such a predicament. Now, this isn't my first rodeo, but this is probably the first time I failed backwards into banging a person with fans. That sounds right, because celebrities should be reserved for someone who has a wider following. It's the difference between cult following and summer blockbuster. It was the Rocky Horror Picture Show of sex. In other words, it was great when it all began, but it ended with a floor show. Now, for those of you who are awesomely challenged, and I'll tell you something, I'm a nerd par excellence. The fact that I know what that last sentence means gives me the credibility to refer to myself as such. Look at how verbose my writing is. If that isn't nerdy, I don't know what is. But let us be honest, nerd or not, few are as awesome as I am. And if you're listening to this, you either are as awesome as I am, or you want to be. Now, back to the topic at hand. I desire to express to you the following, which is that anyone, and I do mean anyone, can have sex with whomever they desire. Yes, even you. The guy was still rocking his mid-90s Chicago Bulls jersey. You know, much like the Bulls, you haven't had a championship in years. But prepare yourself, because you might just find yourself back in the playoffs. And unlike the Bulls, you could win. Now, there's no simple pill that you can take to become awesome. All it takes, though, is a dose of testicular fortitude. That's right. To borrow from Sarge in the Gears of War series, nut the hell up, son. This is it, though. Really, just grow a pair. Nothing to it. Now, if you want to bang a celebrity, well, the same applies. Seriously, that's it. There are people, too, and that is something that needs to be made clear. I don't think I need to mention that persistence is probably not best for business when pursuing this personal endeavor. Remember, kids, it's persistence when you're famous and stalking when you're not. But, should you find yourself, say, having a seemingly innocuous meet-cute that might happen to arise one day, then why not? You really have nothing to lose other than perhaps the desire to ever fondle a celebrity again. You should, of course, treat everyone you come across with some basic human respect. In other words, your endgame probably shouldn't be a routine fuck and chuck. Make it seem less conspicuous. Unless you're dealing with a rock star, in which case, fuck it and rock out with your cock out or your pussy out. There is really nothing, though, that is preventing you from them, other than perhaps a restraining order for your persistence. The librarian down the street can get one of those as well, though, so you don't really have an excuse. Just don't be a dick! If you recall, I may mention that idolization is one really, really dumb idea. I think, and as the doc has always said, that if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. I really, truly believe this. I have believed this since I was a young boy. And you know what? That's why this is my first topic. My sex life is like Kevin Smith's film career. If I can do it, anyone can. Plus, let's be honest, that's kind of how life happens. You fail upwards. So, just a few tips to keep in mind should you be ballsy enough to take a shot from the half-court line with less than a minute on the clock in the final four. Be polite. This is number one. Be polite. This is not redundant. It's basic etiquette for all human beings. Okay? Number two is introductions. Okay? Not everyone is known by everyone. Even if you know them, odds are someone might not. Do not act as if you know them. Okay? You don't. You think you might know them, but you really do not know a thing. Even if you have read their autobiography, you do not know them as well as you do a friend or a family member. Okay? You should act, or better yet, actually be interested in them. Everyone's favorite topic is themselves, usually. But do not be too interested that you downplay yourself. In other words, don't be a fanboy or a fangirl. Number four is maintain eye contact, and you exude confidence. If you act like a pushover, you will be a pushover. If you exude confidence, which is what most celebrities have in themselves to get them to where they are, you need to have that too if you desire to spend a night with one. Alright? Then we come back to number five, that is, when in doubt, treat them as you would a friend. If you treat your friends like dicks, maybe you should skip that. Now, I want to re-cement this in your minds. So, if you will indulge me for 5 seconds. Ready? One, be polite. Two, introduce yourself. Three, yeah, it's plain to see that you should be interested in me. And four, maintain eye contact and exude confidence. 5, and that when you treat them as a friend, and if you ever bleed, this list is done. Yeah, you started back at 1. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry you had to suffer for my singing. I really, really am. But this is good advice for dealing with anyone, regardless of whether they are celebrities or not. You could attempt to be cocky like myself, but you should say that for the pros. It is not for everyone. But since this was only a test of whether or not I could do this format, I'm going to end it here. And I want to leave you with a final thought, which is that remember, life is just a ride, and we can change it anytime we want to. It is only a choice. So, if you enjoyed this, and you like the new format, please do me a favor, like it, comment on it, let me know your thoughts, be brutally honest, it's okay, I can take it, okay? Share it if you really liked it, okay? And also, please follow me on the tweeters, at bestinyourgirl.com. Just hop on the tweeter machine and hit at bestinyourgirl.com. I mean, at bestinyourgirl, okay? Also, hit me up on Facebook, bestinyourgirl. Alright, so until next time, kids, this is Cage, hoping you the best.